KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 15 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for a good chance of snow, mainly through about 2 o'clock this afternoon, otherwise cloudy, and a high of 24. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Topping area news from over the weekend, officials of the Iowa State Patrol say an Atlantic woman died in a crash Saturday afternoon north of town. The patrol identified the victim as 65-year-old Linda S. Shea. The accident happened on County Road N-16 or Olive Street, about 1/2 mile south of Boston Road, or about a mile south of Interstate 80. Shea was traveling southbound at around 4:10 p.m. Saturday when, for reasons unknown, the 2005 Jaguar SK8 she was driving spun out of control and slid sideways into a metal guardrail. The impact spun the car into the west ditch where it came to rest in a small ravine. Shea died at the scene. Officials say she was not wearing a seatbelt. Atlantic Fire and Rescue, Medevac Ambulance, Cass County Sheriff's Deputies, and Atlantic Police all responded to the scene. News time is 7:08.
The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh. With the new script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much-needed relief from the rising cost of healthcare, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured. The program is free and available to everyone. So stop in and sign up today at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stuffed-up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a Pottawatomie County man was arrested last night. 30-year-old Gordon Leroy Curran III of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at around 7:30 p.m. for driving while revoked for a drug-related charge. Curran was booked in the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond pending a court appearance. Police in Red Oak arrested a woman Sunday afternoon for violating a protective order. 51-year-old Patricia Ann Williams of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 1:45 p.m. at a residence on North 8th Street. Williams was booked into Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. Police in Audubon reported on Sunday the arrest last Tuesday of 40-year-old Tiffany Michelle Kidd of Audubon. She was taken into custody on a warrant for child endangerment. The warrant for Kidd was issued as a result of an investigation into an incident that took place January 15th at 208 Oak Street in Audubon. Kidd was released from bond after her initial appearance before the magistrate. Police in Red Oak report the arrest Sunday morning of a man on a disorderly conduct charge. 37-year-old James Lee Clark Jr. was arrested at around 2:15 a.m. Sunday at 410 East Reed Street in Red Oak. Clark was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. Elsewhere in the news, the Audubon City Council will meet during a regular session this evening. On their agenda, Dave Lake with Community Insurance will discuss insurance renewal. The council is also expected to act on a pending motion to fix a date, manner, and method by which the city clerk should post the council's tentative agenda. And there will be a public hearing on a resolution to acquire or condemn a property at 408 Market Street. Following the public hearing, the Audubon City Council will take a roll vote on the resolution ordering the acquisition or condemnation, if necessary, of 408 Market Street for the purpose of rehabilitating the site and removing any environmental hazards associated with it. The council will also act on the setting of the date and time for a special meeting, which is work session related, as March the 3rd, beginning at 7 p.m. And after reviewing the proposed fiscal year 2014-2015 budget, the Audubon City Council will act on a resolution setting March the 10th at 7 p.m. as the date and time for a public hearing on the proposed budget. And members of the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will gather at the high school this evening for a budget-related work session. During their meeting at the high school media center at 7:30, the board will hear first from the AHS Building Leadership Team, or BLT, and during the fiscal year 2014-2015 budget discussion, they'll hear from Mary Babinette, with Nolte, Kornman, and Johnson PC, as well as District Coordinator, Technology Director Roger Warren. KJAN News Time is 7:11.
Health Mart Pharmacy.
I've got a cold and it's just wearing me down and I have to give a really big presentation tomorrow.
I tell you what, why don't you stop by and we'll get you all fixed up. We carry a great selection of cold and flu remedies here at Health Mart, and I'm sure we can find one that's right for you. In the meantime, you know the routine. Drink plenty of fluids, wash your hands, and try to get some rest.
You guys at Health Mart are the best. I used to go to one of those big chain drugstores and I was just never happy with the service I got. But at Health Mart, your caring service is what keeps my family and me coming back.
At Health Mart, all of our pharmacists take the time to get to know our patients, explain their medications to them, and answer any questions they may have.
Can you help me finish my presentation?
You're on your own for that one.
This is another example of a true-to-life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Josh at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. We're proud to bring you the benefits of Health Mart with the personal service you expect at Rex Pharmacy, where we want to be your pharmacist.